Now, we have in the studio the absolute delightful man they call Tim Keegan, he of Departure Lounge. In the back in the day, Tim, how the heck are you?
Hey. Hello, Pete.
Back in the day.
It's nice to see you again. I'm very well, thanks.
It's so lovely to see you. It's been a while.
Yes, it has.
You didn't recognise the decor, let alone the studio.
That's right.
We weren't here, were we?
You've moved up in the world.
Well, when you say up, we are on the 17th floor. That is true.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't take that away from you. Have you been treated well?
Yes, I've been sport rotten.
Thank you.
And the technicians have looked after me very well. The green room is splendid.
It's
fresh flowers. Not
bad.
Used to that.
Fresh flowers. Well, yeah. You know, we know what you like.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I mean, the hot tub is still covered, but I guess that's, you know, that'll be back in use soon.
It depends who pitches up, because some people just demand it.
Oh,
and
I
then,
should have
and
done
then
that.
What we do?
I should have got my people to.
Yeah, well, you've been so lovely. Your demands were basically whatever that stuff you were drinking. What was that?
That was elderflower cordial.
I thought it would be. Mm. I was this close.
But I like it with some purple food dye in.
Do you?
Just to make it at least look a
so
little
bit. So hang on, the glass
exciting.
Wasn't even purple, was it? It was the drink.
It was the drink.
Oh, I got that so wrong. I'm so sorry. Now listen, I mentioned Departure Lounge because, you know, this was a thing. This
it's
was
nice
a big
to see
thing.
That again, I got to say.
Yeah, but I dug out some. I went through my archives.
We're on
look
the
at that.
On the front cover here of our 2002 album, Too Late to Die Young.
Was it Gosh, too... Well, too
it was
yeah.
Too Late to Die Young even back then.
Even then.
And that's on us on Brighton Beach, actually.
I was wondering. They've got, they got the pebbles
yeah,
to go with.
Yeah.
So that's 2002. What was the life of Departure Lounge in years and albums?
Well, its initial active period as a band was between 1998 and 2002.
Oh, okay.
At the end of 2002, we sort of dissolved until about 2019. We got together again to play some shows in honour of the 20th anniversary of our first album. And that then led us to recording another album of completely new material, which came out in 2021.
How much fun was that?
It was a huge amount of fun.
Yeah.
And, we did that down in Devon. And that came out on a really lovely little label called Violette Records, based between Liverpool and Paris. Very appropriate for us as a band. And actually, we've got a new album in the can now that's ready to come out later this year.
I didn't know this.
Well, here you
that's
go.
That's cool.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, that's great. So you kind of... The project never quite died. It's always there.
It didn't die. I mean, you know, life does get in the way in terms of trying to keep a band on the rails. And I think we just kind of retrospectively... With hindsight, I can see that we just put it on ice, really, because we were off having families and paying mortgages.
That's how often have we had that? And is it the same lineup?
We no longer have Jake, the bass player.
Okay,
he's still got five children under 15 years of age. So.
Come on, Jake. So what were you thinking?
Yeah, I know. But we've now been joined by bass legend Simon Edwards.
Oh, okay.
And he also has his own studio, which means that we...
Oh, very nice.
We have the means of production at our disposal. So, we're in good shape.
So it's you, it's Simon, it's Lindsay.
Yeah.
And it's Chris.
And it's Chris, yeah. Lindsay and Chris now based in Worthing, along with me.
Yeah.
So we're back up and at them. We've got a tour this September. We're opening for... Nashville band Sixpence None the Richer.
Oh, that sounds great. Where's the gig?
All over the country, here in the UK and in Ireland as well.
And where's the nearest one for us?
I think that will be the London show, and then then there'll be a Brighton area show before the end of the year.
I mean, if you guys want to come on and have a thrash out, should we get the lounge back?
Yeah,
let's get the departure lounge back in.
Get the old band back together.
I would love that. That would be so cool. And then your solo career, I'm holding up Foreign Domestic, which you told me was 2002.
No, seven.
Seven, sorry. Yeah. So 2007. Now, this album I absolutely adored when it came out. And it was the backbone to most of my show for about, the first 5 years of doing this show. I love it so much. I mean, look, all these tracks are gorgeous. It's so lovely to see it here myself, actually. How many solo albums have you done?
I've done three. The third one came out last year, that was called Vide Grenier, and I'm going to play you a couple of songs off that.
Would you want to kick in with one now?
Yeah, sure.
What are you going to play?
I'm going to play a song called Intensive Care Unit, which is about surviving parenthood.
Yeah, well, if you've done that, then well done you.
Well, so
quite
far,
frankly.
So far,
folks, this is Tim Keegan playing live. Beautiful. As Moyn in Stenning literally has just texted in saying, beautiful, beautiful song. Remind us what it was called again.
Thank you, Maureen. It was called Intensive Care Unit.
Intensive Care Unit, yeah. Anyone who has come out the other side of parenthood or is in the process of surviving parenthood?
Yeah, one has left home. He's just gone off to university. And the other one is now in sixth form, so...
Wow.
Yeah.
I've seen one of your boys on stage.
Quincy, yes, that's
Quincy,
right.
Quincy, indeed.
In fact, he's doing a couple of shows with me around the Brighton show. He's not doing the Brighton one. I'm doing that with my friend Bant from The Personals. Who played on the last record.
From Rosie Brown's?
Very much the same.
Band.
Yes, indeed. So Bounce and I are doing a duo show with Balloon.
Are you?
At the Folklore Rooms on the 10th.
Ah, great.
Yeah.
So Bernd's going to be there as well. Brilliant. Did
he
not
is.
Know that.
No, yes.
So what's the link with Balloon and Ian? How far do you know? Have you known him of old? Is it a...
Well, that's an interesting question. I know his music of old, but I only know him from relatively recently.
And so did you know that first Balloon album?
I did.
How did you know that?
I don't remember. I just always had it as long as I can remember. I think
that's
bought
so
it.
Weird.
I must have read a review or something that piqued my interest back in.
It's one of my all-time favourite albums, and I saw them, the duo Balloon, playing in support of the Indigo Girls in 1992. And I ran to Tower Records in London. I mean, I didn't run to London. I was in London. Don't get me wrong. I ran up the street, down to Tower Records, thumbed through the endless line of CD racks, and there was this album, Balloon. So I bought it. There it was. And from then on, absolutely adored them, but never heard ever again from them.
Well, none of us did.
But that's great that you were on that bus as well.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's a few of us in the cognoscenti have been well aware and looking out for them. And then one day that something came up on Instagram with Ian from Balloon, and I thought, I wonder if that's the same Balloon. And so I got in touch with him, and we became fast friends.
I love
as
that.
You do.
I love that.
And here we are. So
and
very
so,
happy.
So is this the one gig in the tour that you're doing together this time?
No, we're doing three. He's over here doing four shows.
Yeah.
And three of them are with me opening.
Brilliant.
One with Bernd here in Brighton, and two with my son Quincy.
Fantastic.
In Stroud and Oxted.
Yeah.
And then he's doing one in London at the Betsy Trotwood.
Oh, yeah.
With Danny Wilson.
Oh,
his
wow.
His old mate from
are
Sutton.
Are they mates?
Yeah, they grew up together in Sutton.
I didn't know that either.
Yes.
It's wheels within wheels.
It's all wheels within wheels.
I think I saw Danny Wilson with Boo Hewerdine doing a double gig back in the day as well, digging out their hits, as they used to, you know, joke about it. And here's my one hit, and here's my one hit.
Yes.
Which was a great, absolutely brilliant gig. Really good.
I'm sure.
So you've got a new album. Is it going to be at the back of the hall selling, or is it not out quite yet?
Vide Grenier is going to be selling at the back of the hall.
That's the new album.
That's
your Tim Keegan
that's
solo.
The latest Tim Keegan solo.
Yeah.
Well, and The Personals, my band The Personals.
Oh, yeah.
My lovely band. That's on vinyl only at the moment.
Great.
And then there'll be the Departure Lounge album. I think it'll be out later this year. Might be early next year.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be playing at least one song off that.
Have you been co-writing? Have you been working with Bernd on these tracks? Or have you co-written with your son, Quincy?
Not yet. He started making up a lot of good stuff, but we haven't actually co-written anything.
You want to get your name on some of that good stuff he's writing.
Yeah, you're right. You're
come on,
right.
Get in there.
Think ahead.
Come on.
Yes.
What could go wrong?
I know. No. I mean, he's way ahead of me in terms of where I was at his age, so he's doing really well.
Now, I saw him on stage with Loretta, Rosie Brown's daughter.
Yeah.
And they were in a kind of... It wasn't just the two of them. There's like five or six of these guys up on stage.
Yes, well, they were...
Who were they? They were brilliant.
Well, they were...
It was like watching Fame. It was like they were all these super talented 19 or 18-year-olds at the time, I think.
Absolutely right. They were all at Basavik together, sixth form college.
Oh, were they?
And they were doing the music BTEC course.
Oh, brilliant.
And they put them together in bands, the teachers, and the band that they happened to put them together with this bunch of guys, and Quincy and Loretta have known each other since they were born.
I was thinking, yeah.
They were already pals. And then they just happened to find this great little band.
Brilliant.
And they've carried it on. Hopefully, you know, they're off at university doing their own things at the moment, but it's quite rare to find really good band chemistry.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, you find that if you do music and you find people who you really enjoy doing it with, then you'll be drawn back to those people, and that's certainly been the case for me over my many years of doing this.
Illustrious is the word.
My illustrious career. Thank you, Pete.
No, that's fine.
That's it. Yeah.
What is he studying out of interest? Is he...
He's studying music and French.
Okay.
So he's following in my footsteps to a certain degree.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me, music and foreign languages fit together really well.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I hope he has as much fun with it as I've had.
He's going to have a blast.
Yeah.
He's going to have a blast. What would you like to do? Play for us? Have you got anything else?
Yeah, I thought I'd play a new song from the forthcoming Departure Lounge album.
Oh, great.
Hope my Departure Lounge bandmates will forgive me playing it without.
Already consider yourself forgiven, I imagine.
And this one is called In Another Life.
In Another Life. Folks, Tim Keegan playing live.
The sweetest sound I ever heard, walking past a church tonight, felt like I'd heard that song before, in another life, and the light is fading. Of mind, don't think I ever will. Lay me down where the earth is warm, with darkness all around. To me, you know the words, let me feel the sound, for the night is calling now, and soon I will reply, with a line I used before.
In Another Life. Actually, strictly speaking, a Departure Lounge track from the soon-to-be-released album. Does it have a name?
It does have a name, although nobody's heard it yet.
So what, the name?
We can exclusively release the name here.
Right, we're ready.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm just going to turn everything up and listen.
Fanfare and all that?
Yeah, fanfare is ready.
Yeah, the album's going to be called Field Conditions.
Field Conditions.
Yeah.
Boom.
Hope that wasn't too much of an anticlimax.
It was the best we've ever had. Boom shakalakadakading. And tour dates.
And tour dates, yes. We're on tour in September and October.
Great.
All over the UK.
Yeah.
With Sixpence None the Richer, which is another name that people might remember from the past.
Yeah.
And we're also off to Ireland with them.
Oh, how much fun is that?
Yeah.
Is that in the autumn?
Yes.
Tim.
End of September, beginning of October.
How many dates have you managed to squeeze in at all locations?
There's about 10 shows, something like
that. That's great.
And then we'll be doing something down here in the Brighton area
before
the end of the year.
Well, let's get you in before then.
Love to.
In the autumn, or when you get back from Ireland, I would love that.
Yeah, we'll be warmed up by then.
Yeah.
Well, we should be.
You know, I mean, then you can fill this hall. I mean, look at this place.
Yeah, we can fill the place, get some people down.
Because I know it's probably feeling a little bit echoey right now.
Yeah, for you.
But, you know, your presence
alone. You put these big baffles up.
Baffles are here.
It feels quite intimate.
Yeah, well, we try and do it. Just make it stripped down and, you know, got the piano, the Jules Holland piano behind there.
Jules Holland's not behind there, though, is he?
Well, I don't know. I'm checked. He does pop out occasionally.
Yeah.
He's a lovely lad.
Yeah.
He's very, very talented.
As long as you can keep him off the boogie-woogie.
Well, can anyone? So tell me about this gig that we've got to expect at the Folklore Rooms. It's going to be, I'm going to claim it's going to be absolutely packed out. I was, you know, at a push getting some tickets for it. I'm very glad I got in early.
There are some tickets left.
Good.
People shouldn't be put off by the fact that it's a small room. It's one of my favourite places to play, I've got to say, the Folklore Rooms.
It is gorgeous, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really got the vibe. It's been very well designed. The sound's great. Everyone's really friendly. And it's a lovely place to spend an evening and experiencing some live music.
It really works. And I like the fact you go down and get your drink and then come back up again.
Yeah.
There's no bar at the back.
Exactly.
It's literally just down those stairs. That is fine. That is absolutely fine.
It's a real listening room.
It's a listening room. Yeah.
But it's got the classic sort of tables and chairs and candles vibe.
Yeah, when that line of seven or eight people sitting against the wall at the back.
Exactly.
I like that.
It works well for sort of intimate type music, Balloon and my stuff.
Oh, definitely.
Generally is.
And with Burnt. I mean, the just and what's so the two of you as a duo.
Yeah, he'll be playing some mostly electric guitar, I think.
Yeah.
And he tends to do some soundscapey type stuff on some of the songs, and then his trademark. Just great licks all over the rest of it.
So good. I mean, when
he's a fine proponent of the art of guitar playing.
I think I've only ever seen him with Rosie actually, two or three times playing live.
Yeah,
and it's such a gorgeous sound over the year. Brilliant, absolutely brilliant. Yeah. So you got 26 pretty well mapped out musically.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's quite rare. But I'm looking forward to that and fitting a few more shows in around what we've already got planned. It's going to be good.
And are you enjoying it in this sort of, not the second version of, because I know, you know, as talking about Departure Lounge and the rest, it never quite went away. But, I mean, there's a few years under the bridge.
Definitely, yeah.
And do you find it a different sort of vibe and a different approach? Is it more chilled? Is it... just enjoyable.
It is. It's like, I think, you know, it's I don't think I'm trying as hard as I used to.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe for better or worse, but certainly musically, I feel like the songs are getting better and the way they are, the way they're performed with the people that I choose to perform them with, it's very much based around really strong friendships at this point. And the people that I play with in the personals and in Departure Lounge are, you know, some of my best friends that I have that I've ever had in my life. So it's a joy, really.
To combine the friendship and the colleague and the collaborator, that's a dream, isn't it?
Yeah, and for me, you know, that's what music's all about, really. I think it works much better as a collaborative enterprise than as a solo or solitary pursuit.
Who did you work with on this album, Foreign Domestic, the one that came out in
Foreign
2007?
Domestic, I worked... I made most of that record over in Nashville. I lived over there for a couple of years because Lindsay had moved there.
Ah.
And so Jake and I went out there to sort of keep the band
going.
Oh, my God,
how was that?
We had a live residency there, which was great fun. And it sort of... It sort of happened when there was a bit of a resurgence in the Nashville, sort of alternative Nashville was starting to come up. East Nashville was the place where most of that was happening. And we were playing in a place called the Slow Bar, and bands like Lamb Chop and people like Lee Hazelwood and you know, Bucky Baxter, who played slide guitar with Bob Dylan for years, came in and kind of ended up joining us on stage, and it was a really lovely vibe.
Wow. Yeah.
Chris came over and we did some Departure Lounge stuff out there. We made an instrumental record, actually, Jet Lag Dreams, over there. Lots of really amazing people making music. It's a real magnet for musicians and songwriters. And towards the end of my time there, I met up with some people, Sam Ashworth and Taylor Harris, who a couple of young guys, actually, who I worked with on this album, along with Lindsay, who lived there, and other friends, including Matt from Sixpence None the Richer, who plays on that record. So it was a really special time, and I really loved the record. It's not at all country, really.
I love this album.
But it's a really interesting mixture of beats, because Taylor was doing a lot of programming and we were playing acoustic guitars and things and looking for different instrumental sounds to you know, add to the palette, as it were.
Yeah.
And just trying to do something different again, which is what I've always tried to do, rather than sort of just present things as, you know, I'm always... It's an adventure for me, music. So I'm always looking for new ways to put songs across and to new flavours to put in the mix.
Yeah, just an endless journey.
Yeah,
which is fantastic. Can people still get a hold of this album as a hard copy?
Yes. The best way to do that is like most bands, I would encourage people to go to Bandcamp, rather than, you know, the streaming platforms, which are all very well, have their place. But I tend to put a few songs up there, but then direct people to Bandcamp, where they can order the CDs, or they can buy them to download and stream as they wish.
Yeah, which is all good. And have you got a bag of swag that you're going to be selling at the back of the back of the room at the Folklore?
Yes. Yeah, I'm finding actually that CDs are still alive and well.
Yes,
for a lot of people.
So. Yeah, well, for me anyway.
Yeah, for me too.
My car's still got a CD player.
And that's the key. You've got to have a CD player in your car.
I think so. Yeah. If I get one of those newfangled ones where there's an iPad on the front.
No.
I'm wondering, you know, how...
Let's not do that.
Is it possible to get an old cassette player and a CD player in one of those cars? I will one day find out.
Yeah, hopefully they'll be back.
It'll kill most of my journeys if I can't just before I get in the car, thumb through a few CDs, put them on the spare seat,
absolutely,
and off we go, boomba.
Absolutely.
We have time for one more track. What would you like to play us?
Oh, I'll play a more upbeat one.
Oh yeah.
Again from the new album from Vide Grenier. This one is called Soul Food Shopping List.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Of course it is. Tim, thank you so much for stopping by.
Pete, it's been a pleasure.
It's been an absolute pleasure. I cannot wait to see you on stage in about 8 days on the Folklore Rooms. Beautiful, beautiful set.
Excellent.
And you just have fun.
Thanks, man. I will. People tell you things all the time. Believe it or not, some of them are true. Should be having the time of your life. Instead it's wearing you out. Now I am too. Of course I don't mind if you sit down. We learn how to talk so we can talk to each other. You don't wanna live in a house. black blinds and a portable telephone. Remember everything else on your soul food shopping list. The dinosaurs ruled the earth with a brain the size of a pea. Yeah, that makes sense. People sticking labels on each other's back saying, kick me in, I'm all in with stupid. Sorry, I forgot to come and dig you out. I was too busy thinking about myself as usual. They're selling packaged trips to hell with all you can eat thrown in. It's time to start another page on my soul food shopping list. You get to meet the man as well. He's shaking a great big tin. It's giving off a nasty smell. Where's my soul food shopping list? Collect your basket at the door. You know what it's for. You know what it's for. You know what it's for. Yes, the facelift is real. It's the only thing that is. Looks like I'm running out of space on my soul food shopping list. There was a hole in the wall, so she put her finger in it. It's like your third leg in the relay. There's no one to take the baton.
Tim, thank you so much. What a star. Tim Keegan, thank you.
Thanks, Pete.
Radio Reverb, you know where to go. Head on down to the Pete Jones Show.